I like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Plants.
Iris.
Are smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water. Sun and air.
And
are all they need to grow. I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
How about you, Dr. Rachel Spink?
Oh, yeah, I wore the high boots today.
High boots?
High boots.
All right. Well, it's garden talk regardless. Great day to get out in your rowboat and do some gardening this morning, huh?
Maybe.
Not a bad idea.
I'm
Steve Garner, and there's Dr. Rachel Spink. It is Garden Talk Live every Saturday morning for some 38 years here. America's longest running radio gardening program live. As always, from Santa Rosa, California. Let's hear it.
Woo-hoo.
For Santa Rosa, California. And rain or shine, sleet or hail, just like the mailman, the original certified farmers market is going on this morning at the Luther Burbank Center. How about that?
Extra billowing tents this morning.
And Mr. Dennis Dunn, I'm sure he has his galoshes on this morning. Thanks for showing up this morning. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Rachel. How are you guys?
We are doing great. I was praying that that rain might taper off this morning, and it did for a bit, but then we're hitting a little bit more drizzle. How's the market look this morning?
It looks good, but, you know, see, this intrepid reporter knows that the news never stops.
Yes, indeed.
Amen to that. But that's why we more than ever before encourage our listeners, if you're out doing some holiday shopping and you're in that vicinity, swing by the market and show our farmers and producers some love. They show up regardless. Start us off in fruits and vegetables, Dennis.
Okay, I got two words for you today. Vegetable soup.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the produce that we have here today is perfect for that. Winter Sisters Farm has some great winter squash out. They've got onions, they've got carrots, they've got potatoes, they've got green and yellow green and purple cabbage, radishes, turnips, pretty much everything you'd want to throw into a soup. My friends at Ortiz Farm, who I'm actually holed up in the Dry Creek vinegar booth so I can stay warm. Well, it's not warm, but dry. So I'm kind of doing everything from sight. My friends from Ortiz got beautiful heads of broccoli. They've got some great-looking chard, cauliflower. They've got the garlic that you'll need for your stuff. Again, if you want to make some salsa, they got some beautiful tomatillos. Lee from Farm Sinclair's over there with all of his leafy vegetables. His lettuces and the like. Singing Frog Farm has Brussels sprouts again today, plus all of their other great things. Seven Moon Farms, Nick has carrots, and he's got some beautiful, beautiful radicchio today. He's got some persimmons out. So, again, pretty much anything that you would want to make a vegetable soup, or any kind of soup for that matter, we've got it here. Oh, there's also lots of fennel here today.
Roasted fennel time.
Ooh, roasted fennel.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious. What about fruit, Dennis?
Well, Steve, guess what? Citrus.
Surprise, surprise.
Wonderful.
There's still some pomegranates hanging on. There's still some persimmons. But Oh, there's still some grapes I see, actually, some table grapes, but it's citrus.
Well, it's lots interesting. For my breakfast, I have 6 Satsuma mandarins all lined up for the next 3 hours.
Nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Anything else fruit-wise?
Nope, that's it.
It's citrus. Citrus, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Onward we go to Carnivorous Corner.
Carnivorous Corner, Anna's Seafood has Chipino today.
Oh, boy.
And I believe it's only $18, which is a great price for Chipino. They don't have any crab today, though, other than in the Chipino.
Okay.
But they've got all kinds of other stuff. Looks like they had Dorado on sale today, plus all of their shellfish and the like. Mountie Town Cheese is here. Come down and see him. Folks, I'm going to beg again. These are the kind of days where our vendors really need you to come out. And I'll use a term from across the pond. Put on your wellies and pop up your brawly and get down here. Let's see. Hector has his cuts of beef. Chef Tebow is here from Woodland Charcuterie. And I know he's got a stuffed rabbit loin today that you can purchase and roast off. He's got a bunch of different sausages, plus he's got all of his cold cuts out, and he's got his bacon. He's got pork and duck pate. So stop by and say hi to Chef Tebow. I know Angie from Salmon Creek, who just decided to show up fashionably late as usual, has a ton of duck eggs. You got beef and goose today. Acidina is here with their great cheeses. They're actually tasting cheeses today. So come down and grab some of that. And, Silver Sky Ranch is here with local beef, chicken, lamb, and a ton of eggs to go with it.
Man, oh, man. Am I going to be shorted on my eggnog today?
Absolutely not. Wendy's there right now pulling stuff out. So you got milk, yogurt, butter, sour cream, ice cream, and eggnog from Strauss Family Creamery.
Okay, stroll on over to the intersection of Carb Corner and Sweet Street.
Sweet, you know, lots of sweets today, actually. Mendocino Baking is here with all of their gluten-free goodies. Full Circle is here with their sliced breads, and I'm sure they've got bear claws and muffins and the like. I loaded up this morning on Bakery. I got croissants. I got brownies. I got all kinds of stuff. That's going to be my snacks for the day. Maybe 2 days as much as I bought. And, of course, Cacao Bakery is here with all of their vegan treats.
Wow, no lack of
much going on
the good sweets.
Yeah.
Okay, restaurant-style prepared foods if we arrive hungry.
The Green Grocer is here, and he's got all of the good eclectic stuff. And I told you I had avocado toast last week. Maybe it's back to hippie hash this week, or maybe just a couple of eggs, because they'll do them any way you want. Ellie's Kitchen has done a switch today for us. They don't have their regular menu, but knowing that it's warm and Christmas time, they have pozole and, yes, you got it, tamales.
Oh, nice.
They've got pork and chicken tamales and spinach and cheese tamales.
Oh, my goodness.
So stop by. And I didn't know they had tamales until after I bought the stuff from Bakery. So now I might have to double down and get tamales on the way out.
That's really cool. I don't think I've ever heard of a spinach cheese tamale.
I've never had a spinach and cheese tamale.
I haven't either, and it caught my eye right away, so I think I'm going to get one on the way out.
Well, don't buy mine, because I'm coming up after the show.
Definitely.
Is there anyone there providing music on this inclement morning?
No music today, but I might sing, you know, the aria from La Boheme or something. I don't know.
You know, that in itself is worth the price of admission, although there's no admission.
There's no admission.
It's the original Certified Farmers Market from 8:30 to 1 o'clock today. Yes, our farmers and producers, they are there set up in the parking lot. Show them some love. If you're in the area shopping over in the Windsor area or northern Santa Rosa, you know, it takes 30 seconds to swing on off 101 at the Redwood Empire, right there at the Burbank Gardens River Road exit, and spend 15, 20 minutes, buy a few things, and tell them how much you appreciate coming out on a day like this. If you missed today's market, don't forget the Wednesday market. Also, 8:30 to 1, it's our longest-running year-round farmers market. They show up. Thank you, Dennis Dunn, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, Steve and Rachel, we'll talk to you next week, and you guys be good.
Take care. Man, oh, man. I can just see Dennis. He needs like a knapsack for all his purchases during the market.
Oh, definitely.
And tamales to boot also.
I know. With pozole, that just sounds amazing.
Doesn't that sound good?
That sounds so good.
Well, it's because I skipped breakfast this morning. That's why I'm especially hungry. The other voice besides mine belongs to Dr. Rachel Spaeth. Rachel is the research horticulturist at the National Clonal Germplasm Repository. I love saying it. It makes me sound so erudite, although I'm not the erudite one. She's also the curator for the Prunus Collection, and that is based in Davis with the actual orchards located in beautiful and upcoming Winters, California. Rachel spent 15 years as the curator for our beloved Luther Burbank Gardens, right there at the intersection of Sonoma and Santa Rosa Avenue. She's in charge of all the plantings, all the care of the plants, training the volunteers. And as you'll notice, Steve treated himself to an early holiday present.
I was looking at that shiny new baseball cap you have on right there with the embroidery of the historic greenhouse. Quite lovely.
Yes, I purchased that last Saturday after the show.
Nice.
And I'm thrilled because my other one has seen better days after like a year and a half of using it for gardening every day.
Sure.
Using it for pruning. Mm. It looked like it needed to be retired. So now it's my garage cap.
Nice.
Yeah. This is my fancy go out to meet Rachel and do the show cap.
Perfect.
My seen in public
cap. Your seen in public cap.
Yes.
I like it.
So it's wonderful. But it is my favorite cap, as my Mrs. Garner will tell you, out of my dozens and dozens of caps I've accumulated over the year. This is the one I gravitate to.
Well, it's a great color. It's great quality. They really make sure that they're vetting their products really well over there.
And believe, it's really funny. I have been stopped and people have asked me about this cap.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conversation starter, an icebreaker.
Yep.
Yeah, Luther Burbank, where did you get that? Well, so I'm hopefully selling a few on the side.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
So I got that. And then I purchased a couple of the persimmon breads.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And also bought a couple tiles.
Mm-hmm.
So I did quite well.
Nice.
It was a wonderful event. And Santa was still there when I was
there. Oh, good. Yeah, we ended up going on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And there were still cookies for the kids.
Yep.
And, you know, lots of things to see and do.
I had warm apple cider.
Oh, yes.
Some wonderful cookies.
Yeah.
And had lovely conversations with a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Was Santa there on Sunday?
Santa was there earlier on the day on Sunday, but he left it about noon. Santa's busy this time of year. He's got things to do.
Did the kids enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. Gradius, he loves to go and collect the ginkgo leaves and throw them up in the air. And we make lovely calendar photos.
Could he come over to my house and do the same thing?
And just frolic in the leaves for you?
The ginkgo leaves.
Oh, sure.
We have a 35-foot ginkgo in the front of the house.
Nice.
And fortunately, I'm still at the age where I can actually do a lot of cleanup.
Yeah.
Because that ginkgo shows no mercy.
It sure does, yeah.
But finally, with this rain, there's no more leaves to clean up. I think this is the final thing.
Yeah.
Now I got to deal with the sycamore.
So we do have something important to say about those things. So ginkgo leaves are great for composting. Put them on the top of your bed, mulch in your garden, whatever you want to do with those. Sycamore, not so much.
I know.
Yeah, sycamore does not break down. They've got kind of like fiberglassy type compounds in there.
I know.
Toss
it's been
those
a struggle.
In the commercial can. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the neighbor planted that tree without consulting, and it's a huge, huge tree.
Oh.
Most of it on my side of the property.
Oh, good. Is it but tearing up your sidewalk yet?
No. Luckily, there's no concrete around.
Oh, that's good.
But that was a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had these questions and comments and concerns from listeners since we started the show about trees and
sure.
how to approach a neighbor. And so I'm going to talk to the neighbor about possibly getting that reduced by about a third and
that's a good
glad
idea.
To pitch in.
Yep.
And it offers no privacy to them. It's
sure.
it's just our part of the property that's impacted by
mm-hmm.
it. Someone previously before the house was sold planted that. I don't think they really thought through not the best tree to plant right there on a property line against a fence.
Oh, yeah. There's a really big difference between landscape design and landscape maintenance. And I strongly advocate that anyone who's going into landscape design at least take some classes in maintenance, because it's really easy to buy too big of a tree, put something too close to a building or structure, because they don't have the long-term vision. They want it to look instant gratification nice right now, but they're not thinking about 10, 15 years down the road and who's going to have to maintain that and what they're going to have to go through to keep that.
I wish that you had been my back house neighbor. Rachel, because you probably wouldn't have planted a sycamore right on the property.
I would not have planted a sycamore right there. That is very true. We have a California native sycamore, and it is beautiful. The bark looks like snow camouflage, like Arctic camouflage. Oh. And especially when it rains, it really pops in the grays and browns and whites and the colors. It's gorgeous, but there are spaces that are good for that, and there are spaces that are not good for that.
Rachel Spaeth, she knows all. She can help you with any gardening questions, gardening decisions, pruning questions, what to plant this fall, vegetable planting, rose pruning, you name it. She has probably done it. She has taught at the Santa Rosa Junior College, as I mentioned, the curator for the Luther Burbank Gardens for 15 years and now hooked up with the feds, isn't it?
I sure did. You're I shacked up, right up with the feds.
Right up with the feds. Also part of the Redwood Empire Rare Fruit Organization, where you have served in, I think, an executive capacity, have you not?
Yeah, a bunch of times. I finally shook that this year. I'm still a very active participant, but I no longer have a leadership role now that I'm a little bit more on the other side of the hill.
And since we're heading towards the new year, won't there be some activities associated with the Redwood Empire Rare Fruit Growers?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, so we are going to have the Scion Exchange. It's coming up in February. I'll give you guys the dates after I look it up in a couple minutes. But we're also going to be starting to do a lot of Scion collection at a lot of our local farms, because that's where we get the material that goes onto those exchange tables. Oh. So we train people. If we're not comfortable with having you prune on the trees, you can cut the sticks down to the appropriate size and label the bags, and that's really useful and helpful too. So we've got a lot going on with that, and it's a labor of love. The big one that I'm doing actually at the end between Christmas and New Year's is we're going to go down to Andy Mariani's place.
That's in the South Bay?
Morgan Hill. So east of San Jose. Mm-hmm. But the sad news is he's planning on retiring in the next 2 years.
We'll talk about him for a moment.
We'll talk about him.
Who is he, for those who don't know?
Oh, gosh. So Andy's Orchard, not associated with the produce in Sebastopol necessarily, but he grows a lot of fantastic stone fruit down there in Morgan Hill, and he's been doing it for 60 years. So he has wonderful, he's going to do 2 more years of tastings. So if people are interested in tasting events, you can go on his website and sign up. The slots fill up pretty fast. There's a charge associated with it, but you're getting your money's worth, definitely.
Have you attended one of these?
I have not, but we are planning on making a group field trip down from the repository this year. So we're going to go down and collect things for the repository to make sure that there are old cultivars that he has that aren't lost. We'll make sure we have the backup of those, at least, for our collection.
Is this place open to the public?
It's open to the public on certain days. For tastings, it's certain days, but I think they also have a shop and farm stand. Mm-hmm. So you can, this time of year is a great time of year because they do a whole bunch of dried stuff. And so you can get lovely mixed dried fruit gift baskets, prunes, apricots, all kinds of lovely things that they have in these mixed bags. And then also, some other kind of swag stuff like hats and aprons and things like that from Andy's Orchard.
So did you actually say 60 years?
I sure did.
That's the whole history of the last part of the 20th century as far as what's growing in the world of stone fruits in California.
Absolutely. He is like one of the premier and quintessential fruit growers. And every year he's been a significant contributor to Rare Fruit Grower Scion exchanges. So a lot of the stuff that he has will also be backed up at Presh Park down there in San Jose. So that's a public park, and they have a tree specimen park there as well that has figs and all kinds of stuff that we also collect.
Does he have a website where we can see when he's going to have his public tasting?
Yeah.
What are we going to do that during the break?
We'll look for it at the break.
Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we can take questions for Dr. Rachel Spaeth on Garden Talk Live this morning, 636-1350. No one on hold at the moment. I know you're busy with this holiday season approaching, but if you have a few minutes to carve out, we'd love to chat with you about what your garden looks like this morning. Well, it'll be wet, but what you're anticipating doing, what you need to be doing before you make any decisions that are irrevocable, talk to Dr. Spaeth. You can also email questions along with photos. That's steve@ksro.com. Garden Talk Live on KSRO.
It's your radio buddy Jimmy Failla inviting you to please join me for Fox Across America.
Which loser do I vote for?
Now live, mornings 9 to noon on Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
SoCo Private Security is a local family-owned business based in Santa Rosa. The new management team has over 5 decades of security service. Whether you need fixed site, vehicle patrol, or special event security, SoCo Private Security can help. Shopping centers, HOAs, private residences, banks, hotels, and more have enjoyed peace of mind with SoCo Private Security since 2013. More info at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
I got in a really bad car accident. Should I get a lawyer?
How do I get full custody of my kids?
Have legal questions? Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
Can I fire someone if they're an at-will employee?
My partner is not paying his child support. What should I do?
How do I get rid of a DUI on my record?
Got a legal question? Get an answer. Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
SRO Greenhouse. I'm Steve Garner, along with Dr. Rachel Spaeth, answering all gardening questions near and far. 636-1350, area code 707, if you're here in the North Bay, or online, steve@ksro.com. This is real time. It's not a repeat, a satellite from who knows where. Not online, blog. No, it's radio. Real time radio. So where is the famous Mariani Orchards, and how long is it from Santa Rosa if we want to go down there?
Yeah, so it's in Morgan Hill, California, which is east of San Jose a little bit. And just looking it up, it's a little bit over 100 miles there. So if you're going without traffic, it's probably going to take you about 2.5 hours to get there.
Okay, but a lot of people you mentioned coming up from Santa Cruz and that whole area.
Yeah, it's a great like little hub down there. And he actually is doing some holiday events, Saturdays and Sundays. through the 22nd from 10 to 4, and they have a lovely selection of, you can get eggnog and hot cocoa and cider and tea. And,
do you think he shows up for those type of events?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he would
definitely
be there.
Yeah.
Because Rachel told me during the break that this guy is such a font of knowledge. You will run out of questions to ask before he'll run out of answers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is 100% true. I'm always sending him pictures of like, hey, if there's a disease that stumps me, which happens, I don't know all of the things. I know a lot of things, but a lot of times I can send it to Andy and I'd be like, Andy, have you ever seen this? And he'll be like, oh yeah, it's this sort of thing and this is what we do to treat it. And
what a resource. It's too bad no one took the time to write everything down that Andy knows and put this in a book form.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Type of knowledge, once it's gone, it's pretty much gone.
That's true, yeah.
Well, hey, great show today, says Julie. Thank you, Julie, for that kind lead off. I love to hear more about timing for pruning my rose bushes and my hydrangeas this winter, plus a comment on if I need to wait for a completely dry day or if it's okay to prune on a rainy day. I've been propagating both roses and hydrangeas successfully for about 10 years, but would love to hear your comments on successful propagations with the pruning material. That's from Julie.
Oh, thanks, Julie. Yeah, these are great questions. So with the rose bushes, our rose bushes, it's so hard to get them to go dormant. Like, we just don't have as much chill as they really need to be fully dormant. So at the Burbank Gardens, we had about 150 bushes, and we would wait until the second or third Saturday of the month in January to prune those. Because we know that even when you hard prune them back and you strip off all the leaves, it would take us maybe 2 weeks before they'd start pushing buds again. They just didn't want to be asleep. So if you do that now in December, you're a little bit early. It's not impossible. Rose bushes are very hard to kill a lot of times. So you can do it this time of year, but it's still going to wake up in January. And then you're looking at, you know, a longer time with rain where it's going to ruin your blooms and things like that. And we were always shooting for our first bloom to be, I guess now it's like third week of April. It used to be we'd try for Mother's Day, but it was really hard to time that because it's just getting earlier. And then we would make sure that we were going to have about 3 days of sunshine when we were pruning those. Sometimes you're just limited. You get up against the wall and it's like, okay, well, we need to get this done before February. So we're going to have to make sure that we just get one really sunny day. Because you want those pruning cuts to heal over. You want them to scab a little bit. And they don't scab nearly as well if it's cold and wet.
Okay. So that takes care of the roses. Better wait than try to do it on a rainy day.
That's what I would say, yeah. And if you have 3 days, like a three-day window of sunshine, that's probably ideal.
Okay.
Now for the hydrangeas, it depends on what kind of hydrangea you have. The hardier hydrangeas, you could probably cut back. But you're going to be cutting off your flower buds this time of year. So I, at the Burbank Gardens, would typically prune kind of more towards the end of summer. And a lot of what we would do for that is we were collecting the big hydrangea blooms as they start to turn like reddish and greenish. So they're a little bit spent because they make fantastic wreath material.
Oh.
And so we kind of were double dipping pruning and wreath making at the same time with that. As we go through to January and February and we're getting a little bit more frost, you'll end up with a little tip die-off on those. And so I usually would leave them long to allow the frost to kill off a little bit because it's going to start wherever the end is. If you cut off that end, your bush is just going to keep getting shorter. And maybe if your bush is too big and you need it to be shorter, that's okay. But if you want it to be big and luscious and lovely, I would wait until we're a little bit closer to out of frost danger. So I'm thinking like March, April.
Okay. Wait till March, April for lush and lovely.
Yeah, for lush and lovely for sure. And then for propagating those, we would take the tip cuttings from the hydrangeas and we like to have a node at the bottom instead of a big long inner node. So that's where the two little buds are coming out on either side. And I would
That's what you want. Nodes coming off on
You want nodes coming off on both sides to be at the very bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to use a pot that's deep enough to have at least two nodes down and one node up.
Mm-hmm.
above the soil line. 2 and 2 or 2 and 3 is okay. Sometimes it depends on what your inner node spacing is, the space between those nodes on your stem. And then we would use just a standard rooting hormone, the kind that you would get at whatever your favorite box store is, which is a 0.5% IBA, I think, is the standard. So Rootone, Dip and Grow.
0.5 what?
IBA, yes. Indole-3-butyric acid is the scientific name on that. It's the most common rooting hormone.
I like
that
IBA?
IBA.
I think I'll remember that rather than what you just said.
Probably, yeah. NAA
like
is
Rootone,
the other one.
Rootone?
Yeah, Rootone. Hormex is one. Dip and Grow works pretty well. And then I'm always more successful if I have a little bottom heat on those, keep the soil warm. But we get... It gets tricky because we'll get those temperature spikes in February or March. So if you're not careful with watching your bottom heat, you can fry those really easily. Because especially if it's in a little greenhouse setting, you can get 85, 90 degrees in the air temperature and then it just cooks. So I'm a very strong advocate for having a thermostat between where your plug is and where your heat mat is.
Smart idea.
Yeah, we used them. It was a total game changer for us at the Burbank Gardens when we started using those thermostats because we could. It would just shut off if it was too hot, and then you wouldn't have to worry about it as much.
Well, that's smart. Well, there's a great primer on rooting those hydrangeas and also when to successfully prune your roses. We'll take a break. Back. Take more email questions now, 636-1350, if you'd like to chat with Dr. Rachel Spaeth. And for heaven's sakes, who wouldn't? I love talking with her. I hate to hog the show. It's your show, 636-1350. Lines are open. We'll get you right on the air to ask and get your questions answered. Or, of course, email if you want to shoot us a photo or ask your question that way. Steve at KSRO.com.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
In Petaluma, the Eastside Market at Lucchese Park is Tuesdays from 10 to 1:30 year-round. You can do last-minute Christmas shopping, too. They'll be open Tuesday, Christmas Eve. All the winter stock veggies are in, good for soup, stock, and stuffing. Pears, pomegranates, apples, and berries are abundant. Petaluma's Strauss Family Creamery offers certified organic milk, yogurt, butter, ice cream, and their famous whole milk. Anna's Seafood sells fish straight from the docks. Get local meats from Betha Springs Ranch. Acadena Cheese has yummy goat and cow milk cheeses. Far West Fungi has an assortment of mushrooms, including cremini, lion's mane, and shiitake. Food products include Wine Country preserves, lasagna, pasta, and sauces from Italian Corner, and the Hummus Guy is stocked full of assorted hummus. You'll also find fresh honey, restaurant-quality food vendors, and local artisans selling candles, soaps, and jewelry.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Tech support.
Hey, it's Jackie in Business Ops. I can't access any of my ledger files. It says deleted. What should I do?
Hold on. Tech here.
Bill, I got a problem here in marketing. We've lost our entire customer database. Can you get it back?
Hang on. Be right back. Support here. I'm crunched. What's up?
Phil, Bob and IT, we have a problem. A cryptic message from the dark web. It's just 7 words. You've been hacked. We own your data.
Every operation of your business could come to a halt, requiring months of expensive recovery. It's not if, it's when. KLH Consulting is a local IT specialty firm, strengthening local businesses by staying ahead of ransomware pirates, by doing all the right things to protect computers, servers, and firewalls. For 27 years, KLH has kept businesses up to date and protected, because you never want to hear those 7 words.
You've been hacked. We own your data.
KLHconsulting.com.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DinoVite. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
I'm KSRO's Doug Dodge with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. This weekend in Sonoma County, you can expect some heavy rain and strong winds. Flood warning will be in effect till Sunday afternoon. Rainfall potential up to 3 inches and up to 5 inches in Cloverdale, Napa area. Wind gusts could reach 55 miles an hour with a wind warning for our coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5, 96.9 KSRO.
Garden Talk Live at KSRO in Santa Rosa, California. I'm Steve Garner along with Dr. Rachel Spaeth. Ronnie is joining us this morning and she has a question for you, Dr. Spaeth. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, good morning, you guys.
Morning.
I heard you talking about sycamore leaves not being good to add to your compost. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking about liquid amber leaves and the ornamental pear. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's been a few articles lately about don't rake them, leave them on the ground.
Sure.
So anyway, would you address that, please?
Yeah, the liquid amber leaves actually break down pretty well. The challenge with the liquid amber, of course, is the capsules that they create. I had one of those trees in my yard, and I used to be a barefoot walker in my front yard, and that tree in particular made me dislike being a barefoot walker. because those spiky balls are just so frustrating, and then the seeds from those can germinate. But if you pull them out when the seedlings are young, it's not a huge deal. As for the Bradford pear, which is the common ornamental street pear, that's another one that those leaves break down pretty easily. Pretty much anything in that Rosaceae family will do well. I would keep an, like, if you're looking at that tree throughout the summer and you see that it has a lot of fire blight, though, then I would be concerned about that and probably remove those leaves. The ones that are grown as street trees aren't necessarily pruned and maintained and upkept in the way that would keep that fire blight disease pressure down. So that would be my concern, is if it looked like the tree had diseased leaves. But otherwise, they're not going to like break into your house and steal your wine or anything. It's fine to leave the leaves alone. It makes it so that the worms have places to come out of the soil whenever it's raining and it's things like that. They might smother your lawn, but maybe we shouldn't be growing lawn in California.
Oh, well, editorial companion. Does that answer your questions, Ronnie?
Yeah, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay, have a beautiful holiday.
Thanks, you too.
Take Bye-bye. Care. Okay. So liquid amber, okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. They break down pretty easily, and they are lovely fall color. I mean, we do get that with the changing of the seasons. And
but not for barefoot walking friendly.
No, not barefoot walking
friendly. Well, neither is a sycamore.
That's true. It is definitely not.
God.
Or coast live oak actually is another one. The little spines that they have on their leaf tips are not pleasant to walk on.
Shelley says, hello. I planted thornless blackberries a couple years ago after seeing them at the Luther Burbank Gardens. They have been plagued with red berry mites, and I'm not able to pick any usable berries. I tried neem oil, but it didn't work. Mm-hmm. Now, so do I need to tear them out and plant raspberries, as someone had suggested to me? Thanks for your help and a wonderful program that you do.
Gotcha. That's a great question. Okay, so I would, for the space concern in general, if it's not giving you fruit and sparking joy for you, then reallocate that space. I do love the Burbank thornless things, but at the same time, if it's not producing for you and it's creating a disease problem in your yard, there are a lot of things out there that might be more delicious to put in that space. That being said, if you want to treat this plant because you want to keep this plant, the things, neem oil is, it it's not great for just controlling mites, because the way that the mode of action for neem oil is that a plant or an insect will eat that neem oil and then it clogs their gut lining so that they can no longer excrete their waste products. And so eventually it toxifies them and they die. And that's the mode of action for neem oil. Mites don't eat that.
Oh.
So there are some products out there, though, that incorporate neem oil as well as these other things. The two things that work best, and this is a lot of times you can find organic versions of these that work, cinnamon oil and peppermint oil. I think the product Serenade might include
Serenade,
that. Yeah, and that's one that's okay for organic, and it's one that we use. You can get mites that are resistant to those products if you've treated them that way for too long. So it's better to alternate with your sprays of that. So if you're using one that's a cinnamon based, switch to one that's a peppermint oil based for the next spray. And that will help knock those mites down. And it works not just for mites that you get on berries like this, but we use it on the tree mites all the time too. Dust
that
mites.
Is incredibly illuminating. I think there's kind of one size fits all, unfortunately, is kind of taken over because you hear neem oil, spray it with neem oil.
Sure.
For everything.
Yeah.
And here's a perfect example of where neem oil is not effective against these red berry mites.
Yeah,
but
it's
something
true.
That seems so innocuous.
Right.
Like peppermint oil, cinnamon oil,
yeah,
works for control.
It totally works for control. The other thing that we've pushed here a little bit is the 3-in-1 Bee Safe.
Oh, yes.
And that does include either peppermint oil or cinnamon oil. I can't remember which one, but as part of a miticide that is part of that cocktail.
And would most nurseries carry that brand or that?
I think you might have to look up specifically to see where they carry it. Sometimes it's been hit or miss. For me to find it on a shelf, but it was easy for me to order online and have it shipped to my house.
And what is it called again?
It's called Bee Safe, B-E-E, as in the insect, and then Safe, S-A-F-E, and it's a 3-in-1, and the company that makes it is called Arbico Organics.
Perfect.
Put it on your Christmas list.
Well, put it in the Christmas stocking list.
Yeah.
Someone that loves Shelly and wants to enjoy her berries.
Absolutely.
Buy her that product.
Yeah.
Bee Safe. Shelly, you came to the right place. Dr. Rachel Spaeth, the one and only, back after this.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, 96.9 in Petaluma, and 94.5 in Sonoma at KSRO.com and on the KSRO app.
What is one of Dr. Tom's favorite procedures?
The waist area is one of my favorite areas to perform smart lipo laser liposuction for both women and men. When our patients regain their waistline, they have renewed self-confidence. They love the way they fit in their clothes and how they look in the mirror. Even a small reduction in waist size can take years off your silhouette.
Dr. Tom introduced Smart Lipo to the North Bay in 2007. He has performed hundreds of these procedures under local anesthesia.
Local anesthesia is safe and well tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast on the day of your surgery and you'll appreciate quicker recovery with less discomfort.
There's a reason he's been voted the Press Democrat's best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Reclaim your waist and proudly put your hands on your hips.
Let's stay young together.
Contact Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation. More info at drtomcosmetic.com. drtomcosmetic.com.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
Paradise Pet Resort.
Are unwelcome guests causing a stir on your property? Don't let rats take over your home. Take a stand against these unwanted intruders with a free rodent inspection from the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District. They'll help you identify attractants and entry points around your home and suggest non-toxic solutions to keep rats away. Safeguard your home and reclaim your peace of mind. Request service online at msmosquito.org. The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is ready to work with you to keep your property rat-free.
When you're ready to buy livestock, build new facilities, or update your equipment, turn to a lender that knows agriculture. American Ag Credit has you covered with flexible term loans with competitive rates and payment schedules to match your operations cash flow. Whether you're buying, building, or making improvements on the farm, we can help you get rolling. Visit agloan.com to get started. American Ag Credit. Your future grows here.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Garden Talk Live at KSRO. I'm Steve Garner, along with Dr. Rachel Spaeth. Now, of course, Dr. Rachel Spaeth spends a lot of time in the orchards over in Winters, cataloging, looking at diseased fruit trees, and all kinds of interesting in her work. But they also send her out on the road. She's a traveling doctor. So where have you been recently?
Ah, yes. This week was the conference, the big Almond Board conference in Sacramento. So they have it at this huge convention center. And it's just this incredibly huge venue full of people that have equipment or useful tools for packing and processing, creative ideas for how to treat your soil. Just, there was such a It was like an overload of knowledge in the room, for sure.
Do you have almonds at the repository?
We do. We do hold the World's Diversity for Almond collection. And it's not just the almonds that you eat. It's actually a lot of almonds that you would not eat. But we're looking for things for disease resistance. Or the big one that's kind of the holy grail in the almond industry is self-fertility. Because right now, they're reliant on the biggest one that everybody grows is nonpareil, and it requires a pollinizer tree. So you have to have a tree that will provide flowers that you're not going to collect the nuts from, but you need that pollen to be delivered in your orchard. So that takes up space, and that space costs money. And so self-fertility is a big one. And there are a couple of selections that came out of the USDA collection that are available now that are self-fertile. So the big one that came out, I think it's within the last 3 years, is called Yorzani. Wow. It's named after the Yorzani brothers who donated some land down in Parlier for research, or Fresno, one of the two. And it has really good promise for being a nice self-fertile almond. It reduces your need for pollination services, so your reliance on bees. You still are going to need to have bees. If you don't have bees, they're not going to do the work for you. You still... But this one, you don't need to have pollinizer trees specifically planted.
Interesting. And how do they taste?
You know, that was one of the big criteria that they utilized in the breeding program. They want it to taste like the market preference demands. They need to make sure that the hull split occurs at the right time and that they're not as disease susceptible. They need to make sure they can be shelled and processed in the same facilities that are currently used for packing. And then they like to know if they can add it to a mix and see if people would be able to tell the difference. So, like, if you're extending your growing season by having an early, a mid, and a late cultivar, they want to be able to combine all those nuts into one consumer bag and say, this is almond. Enjoy it.
and not have people go, well, these are good, but yeah, these three or four, they're terrible. I spit them out.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Or just have a slightly different profile or mm-hmm. oil content that's different. There's a lot of things that can make almonds taste different. And with that product, it's one that uniformity is kind of necessary. Kind of like, okay, so strawberries can be similar to that. When you buy a box of strawberries at the store, you're buying strawberry, right? Mm-hmm. But you may have three or four cultivars mixed into that container. They're just not going to tell you which ones they are because the consumer market really doesn't care. They just want strawberry.
Well, they want uniformity.
They want uniformity. Also. Exactly.
That's really fascinating. It was there any tasting or sampling at this conference?
Yeah. So they had a lot of tasting, a lot of samples everywhere, and value-added products too, like honey roasted or things that are like that. They also have almond beer that they produce there that comes out later on in the day with the libations. I particularly enjoyed, they had Affogadro's, which is ice cream with an espresso poured over top and a lady finger.
Yeah, that's really nice too.
That's very nice. And then they had a lot of academic researchers there too mm-hmm. with poster presentations and talking about marketing and the state of the industry and big sorting machines that you could watch in action. And then they had a really lovely display that just covered the history of almond production in California. So they had really cool old, I geek out about this stuff because Burbank Gardens, right? I love seeing the old tins with the old recipes for things that they had, an old lip balm containers and, you know, stuff that you're like, well, if you touch that now, you might get tetanus. But underneath a little case where it's like hidden and it has all the old timey marketing and stuff, and then super old tractors that they brought in and super old sorters and things like that. It was really fun and engaging, and I learned a lot, and I'll probably go again next year.
What a full immersion experience. Was that your first almond conference?
It was my first almond conference.
Well, thank you for that recap. It was breathtaking.
Wonderful.
Back after this.
Hello, Sonoma County. This is Will Cain. Please join me for the Will Cain Show weekday afternoons from 3 to 4 right here on Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
As the days grow shorter and the frosty mornings set in, the real estate market enters its winter phase, offering unique opportunities and unique challenges.
Hi, I'm Allison Norman.
And I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team. We're celebrating the much-needed rate reductions, bringing more buyers to the market and more sellers deciding the time is right to make a move.
We're also adjusting to some big changes affecting most residential real estate transactions, both buyers and sellers.
When you're ready, we're here to guide you through the evolving landscape with personalized service and